Silver Wolf.
And some random
s'mores.
S'more?
Yeah, because you're always looking for some more treats.
Wow.
But
wait, you have treats? treats? Dog.
Oh my god!
How's everybody going?
Not bad.
Let's try that again. How's everybody doing this morning?
Woo!
Are you excited for Burpock?
Yeah, it's summer in October.
Global warming, yay!
It has some benefits.
It was 70 yesterday. I don't know if any of you went outside at all.
Oh!
I went outside and immediately came back in.
Yeah.
Our poor fursuiters.
Yeah.
It's October in Connecticut. It's supposed to be nice and cold. There could be a hurricane.
No!
No, 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 no. Hurricane time?
No, no, no.
All right. So, quick disclaimer. This presentation has been created by Burpock AI.
Okay.
I have no idea what's coming. But welcome to Summer Camp Slasher for Apocalypse 2023. So just a couple, couple of things to talk about.
Yeah, we got classic, some rules for you guys.
Classic E621.
Yep. How many of you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? So you're supposed to eat 6 meals, sleep 1 hour, and what's the other? No. 6 hours of sleep. I know all of you want to have fun, but minimum 6 hours of sleep. Come on. What's the 2? What's the 2? Come on.
2 square meals.
The thing you don't do.
2 drinks a night?
That's far too few. 2 meals. 2 meals.
2 meals.
2 meals. There is a, in the hallway connecting this side to the other side of the building, they do have a new restaurant that has opened there. They do very delicious pizza and other options. Please, please, please check them out. There's also various other food options in the area. But, one of the things last year that I heard from people, they really liked the wienery.
Wienery!
They were never open?
They were open. I went twice.
You like to correct the host. The restaurant that you just suggested is currently closed. It will be open tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. Oops.
And what is the other thing we wanted to mention was the
one.
Oh, the one. No, I'm skipping.
Come on.
Well, everybody skips one. You are not allowed to skip one. Please don't skip one.
Deodorant does not count.
This is especially true if you're staff. The swimming in the pool does not count as one either.
Yes, yes. Pool's closed.
Pool's closed. Time. You got all your fur stuck in the filter.
I like swimming. I'm a dog. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah, sorry.
But yes, take a shower.
One shower, at least. And one more thing that we wanted to mention before moving on to our wonderful guests of honor is we know parking is very tight this year. Unfortunately, the hotel had a car fire in the garage, which closed down at least 2, 3, 4 sections. So we do have additional parking that is available at the Bedford Garage, and we do have a shuttle that is going to be doing loops all day and until about 3 a.m. So if you are having trouble finding a parking spot, there is that garage just down the street, and we will be supplying a shuttle between that and our overflow hotel. So now, on to the next.
Yeah.
We apologize. We've not updated the slides incorrectly. Correctly.
You know, AI over here thinking that it can be human.
I will be playing the part of Mr. E. Wolf. So without further ado, let's welcome our guests of honor to the stage. And Possessed Possum. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy to have you guys here. And it has been a pleasure seeing all the great artwork and everything that you've done. Our t-shirt, hoodie, and we do apologize about the hoodie. The printers missed a color panel, so we have to send them all back, get the color printed, and then we're going to be shipping them out to our VIPs, gold sponsors, and offering them for sale on our website. So we do apologize that we don't have them in a condition in which we can give them to you now, but we will be getting that out. And also a couple of our badge designs created by Possessed Possum. And we also have from Eric our specialty t-shirt, which is available for sale at the con store, our wonderful con book cover, our registration icons.
There's actually a con book this year.
And one of our badge designs as well. So thank you so much for the talent and class that you bring to our little gathering. So if you want to say just a couple words about what you do, what your art, you can also find our GOHs in our dealer's den. They will be here this weekend. And come say hi. So if you want to talk just a second about what you do.
I'm the Kitty Bud. I draw colors.
Again, so much. Check them out throughout the weekend. And yeah, thanks again for all your support.
Thank you. The right idea here.
Hawk is not here. This is the Furpox AI.
Regenerate response. Not a very good AI. Alright, so yeah, I'm back again.
Hawk is not here. He is currently made replaced by the Furpox AI. This Furpox AI is slow.
Running out of old pentiums. Anyway, I'm back, second year. I'm so sorry. So sorry you have to deal with this vibrant green screen. They apparently like me though because they made other things green to make me happy. So yeah, we are supporting the same charity this year, Q Plus. They raise money to support queer youth in Connecticut. But I'd like Mel from the charity to give you a better spiel about the actual specific things that they do. So I will invite them on stage and hand them the microphone. Give it up for Mel.
Hey,
Batman.
Ta-da. Hi.
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 Mel,
we'd like to interrupt you for a moment, and we apologize. There is currently a small fire hazard of people by the front door. Please come in. There are seats available. If you have an open seat, raise your hand. Encourage people to come to you. Don't worry. Being social is fun.
Being social is fun.
Please continue. We love you. Thank you.
What do I do? I sit at the table out in the hallway. That's what I do. Yeah. So say hi. For me, coffee, because I did this to my hair at like 3 o'clock this morning. I wish I was kidding. I'm not. I did. So bring me coffee. QPlus does queer youth programming and support around the state. We have, let's see, 17 groups, 4 preteen groups, 4 parent and caregiver support groups around the state. We're in 12 towns right now, I think. We do open mics. We actually have an open mic today in Middletown. Nope, tomorrow in Middletown. If anybody happens to be in Middletown tomorrow, go to that. It's very fun. We do crafting events. We go into schools. My favorite thing is to go into schools and yell at the administration until they do what they're supposed to do. It's a hobby. We work with schools to update and fix their policies. We work with schools to start GSAs. We work with families to help them kind of get through that initial shock when their kids come out. Really, whatever needs to happen, we train teachers, we train social workers. We are starting actually a new initiative to train social workers and foster parents, which I'm super excited about. Right? So we're just doing what we can. Most of what we do is youth-led. We have a youth team that's paid. We have an advisory board that's paid. They tell me what to do. I always tell them they're my boss, which they like a lot, and I'm afraid of the day, but it's fine, we're fine. But we want to be in more places. If you have a GSA connection, if you work with a venue that you think might support a youth group in the future, come talk to us and let us know.
We have community that are working with QPlus because their community is our community. There's huge overlap, obviously.
Yeah.
So we love working with them. They're always here on site doing stuff, trying to help us raise money. So we appreciate a charity that is involved.
My favorite story.
It's
fabulous. We do it every time. My favorite thing is when a kid is like, I'm afraid. Do you know what that means? And I'm like, no. Here's my persona, though. They lose their mind.
So I just want to briefly go over the couple ways that we raise money for charity. The table's going to be right out there. They do have a bucket that you can throw your money in. The charity room is kind of behind them, up against that side. And there will be items that you can bid on, items you can put your raffle tickets in. If you got raffle tickets at Reg, that's where you go with them. And then... Well, Bucket Brigade. So you will see adorable fursuiters with these buckets in various colors. And you are required by law to place money in the bucket. And they may offer to hug you if you give them money. All of the money goes straight to QPlus, helps them run all their stuff, which is a lot.
It's a lot. We have a very small budget. We have a very small staff. I'm the only full-time staff. We don't rent an office. We have very minimal overhead, so everything you give us does, in fact, go directly to supporting youth groups, which mostly means staff wages and pizza. So we buy a lot of pizza.
Do you want to shout out the new event this year? The new event?
Ooh, we do have a new event this year.
What is it?
Ever been to a drag show?
Woo!
Drag racing. the other drag. All right.
the drag show is
Frankenfurter and Dr.
The drag show is going to be in here tomorrow at 8 p.m. And Furpon AI will correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. So
you are not wrong. You are correct. Hooray!
I believe that's the whole spiel for charity. I think we're gonna raise a heck of a lot of money this weekend, right? I wanna see last year's number. assaulting people for money.
We'd like to remind you that you will not be allowed to use salt to assault people for money.
How do I shut off her pocket?
You cannot.
All right, I guess I have to transition to the other thing I'm responsible for. So everybody, loudest round of applause that you can give for Mel and the charity. They had a really good number on this slide. That's a lot of information.
Woo-hoo! Good luck!
So yes, this year I am also responsible for the Dealer's Den Artist Alley Com Store.
We are sorry!
I can sleep after the con.
Sleep is for the weak!
So this is very brief. I just want to kind of give a shout out to the hallway that goes that way. Last year, our signage wasn't quite as good as it is this year. It was an improvement. But I just want to say, there's the Dealer's Den next door, the really big one. That is all open now. There's no pink and drape in there. The next den is in the hallway. You have to go down the hallway. It's the first room on your right. It's a smaller Dealer's Den. Please give those dealers some love because they feel like they're tucked in the back of the building. So make sure you go through that den, buy everything.
Go bankrupt!
To entice people to walk past that room, the next room is new. It is the Dealer's Den After Dark. So we have several silicone sculpture shops. What you do with those sculptures is completely up to you. But yes, please visit that den as well, but I don't have to encourage you because I'm sure half of you are going to head there first. Same as last year, our artist alley is right out here. Also give those people lots of love. And the con store has moved slightly, so it's not in the way over there. The con store is more toward the lobby, so you walk just past the bathrooms in that hallway and hook right. And we will have all of our merchandise there, which you are also required to buy. We have some really very cool set of t-shirts this year. I'm sure people have seen the one given at Reg, the sponsor levels. Very cool, nice premium branding on the ends of the sleeves and neck. And then we also have a Con Store only shirt, which is a tie-dye. I got freaky at Freaky Creek. So as soon as I walk off the stage, I'm sprinting to the Con Store to make sure it's set up, and hopefully that will open on time. Alley, Dens will all open on time, promise.
On your market, take off.
You should see how fast I can go.
Please be careful. We do not need you to fall and injure yourself.
I didn't prompt for a con AI.
My health and safety warning went off.
Alright, I believe that's my whole spiel. If you see me anywhere holding a bucket and you give me money for the charity, I will give you a big old hug, but just don't break me because I'm already sore. I got here on Tuesday. But we're going to make it. We're going to one more group howl for me as I exit the stage. I'm bathing in it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you again for your $350 donation. Please make sure to donate to Kobu and Q+.
Thank you very much. I'm going to invite Silver back on stage to go over the rest of the stuff, which is probably more interesting.
Wow, why did you not invite me? Is it because I'm another dog?
Huskies are very competitive. He does not get a shout out.
Well, you know what? He just tried to sell y'all hugs. Seriously, though. Give him money. He gives really good hugs.
See, last year we were able to raise $11,000 for Q+. Yeah.
Woo!
I think we can beat that.
Yeah!
What's going to happen if they do beat it?
Why am I suddenly... suddenly afraid. We've got Corey for...
Hey, hold on, wait a minute. For Black AI, what should we do to Silver if we get... Oh, what do you think? What number do you think?
We have Corey running for embarrassment.
15,000. What do you think we should do to Silver?
Ice bath is the number one answer that comes up.
Ice bath.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I can live with that one.
Okay, but what about if we do 20,000?
A Pisces apparently has been recommended. However, a Gatorade bath.
What color?
Red!
Ah!
Unless you're colorblind, then gray! Gray bath it is.
Oh boy.
Alright, so challenge has been issued. I know we can do it. So yeah, whenever you see our little fuzzy friends, stop by the charity. Please donate. It could not be going to a better cause.
Absolutely.
All right, what is up next? Oh. Hello, God. Are you there? Query, voice of God. Yeah, what's up?
So, I have this really, really important question.
Yep.
Who's cuter, me or Kobu?
Kobu!
Yeah!
The AI, not any of you.
Okay, this is the voice of God, AI. We've shut it down.
Oh.
We've shut it down. Exactly. Anyway, clearly, Ty, you're significantly more cuter than Kobu.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're a cute dog.
I like it, boy.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy. Would you like some announcements of what's going on in programming?
Yes.
Do you know the number one place to go to find all the programming?
Sketch!
You can find out more information by going to FurPoc, the website, .org. It is a .org, right? FurPocalypse.org. Yes. You go there. All of our most up-to-date information is on Sketch. We do have one piece of information that is coming up, and that is we have a new DJ announcement coming soon. Make sure to look on to Sketch coming soon for more information. Coming soon. A new challenger has arrived. Otherwise, make sure to also check out Sketch, because we do a few different panel adjustments, but everything that is in our songbook, for the moment, is still on time. Keep in mind, we're not talking about the cute boy that's up there. No, we're not. We're talking about the schedule time.
Wow. I'm sad now.
Why?
Because I thought you were saying good things about me.
I was saying good things about you.
Oh, okay.
You're not on time, or are you?
Ooh.
Can a dog? Wait a minute. Confusion. Query not found.
We blue screened the AI.
Uh-oh. 2-1-0.
We must not be on 4.0.
All right. Well, I think it's time to get this thing started, don't you think? Oh, you got an announcement, don't you?
Yeah, so how many of you out here are 21 or older?
Yeah!
Oh, wow. All right. How many of you like to consume adult beverages? How many of you knew that the bar here is run by us?
What?
That's correct!
We provide the bartenders, we provide the alcohol, and everything that you buy from the bar here in the lobby helps offset that cost.
Last
year, because of all of you, we came close or basically broke even on that, meaning we didn't lose any money, which was great. This year, it'd be great if you could help us do that again. We knew that it was very important to have a bar for everyone, so...
Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, please drink responsibly. Also, tipping bartenders.
Yes, they are awesome people. Go talk with them. They were actually here last year, so it's the same crew.
And we got some really good specialty drinks.
What's that?
We got some really good specialty drinks.
Oh yes, specialty drinks.
And there's Fur Apocalypse
and
cups.
The cups.
Yeah, there's some custom cups.
Special Fur Apocalypse cups.
So first come, first serve, though. Once those are gone, they're gone forever.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah.
The Fur Apoc AI has been rebooted. Yes, buy cups now.
All right. I think it's time we call Herpocalypse 2023 officially started.
Yeah, cancel session. Let's rock and roll. Try not to roll down the hill off the cliff, though. We don't want to have to do that. Lots of fun.
All right, thank you everyone. And check out our great scheduling. We got a weekend packed full of events. Website, herpocalypse.org.
Stop talking.
Go
away.
Stop
talking.
Make me.